Welcome to Target Field in Minneapolis, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Rajay Davis. Batting second. The third baseman, Trevor Plouffe. Batting third. The DH, Ryan Healy. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Chris Davis. Batting fifth. The catcher, Josh Fegley. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Adam Rosales. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Yonder Alonso. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Chad Pinder. Batting ninth. The right fielder, Matt Joyce. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Kendall Graveman. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Brian Dozier. Batting second. The right fielder, Max Kepler. Batting third. The third baseman, Miguel Sano. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Joe Mauer. Batting fifth. The DH, Kenny's Vargas. Batting sixth. The catcher, Jason Castro. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Eduardo Escobar. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Eddie Rosario. Batting ninth. The center fielder, Byron Buxton. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Hector Santiago. And now, play ball. Rajay Davis is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Davis hits a line drive into center field. Buxton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Trevor Plouffe is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Plouffe hits a ball on the ground towards short. Escobar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ryan Healy batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Healy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Santiago fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Brian Dozier batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Dozier takes first base on ball 4. Max Kepler is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Kepler strikes out. 1 out. Miguel Sano is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Graveman fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Graveman. Dozier moves to third. Miguel Sano is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Sano takes first base on ball 4. Joe Mauer is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Mauer takes first base on ball 4. Sano moves to second. Kenny's Vargas is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Vargas hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dozier scores. Sano scores. Mauer moves to third. It's 2-0, Twins. Jason Castro is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Castro hits a fly ball into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Eduardo Escobar is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Escobar hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Graveman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Chris Davis is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Davis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Josh Fegley is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Fegley hits a fly ball into right field. Kepler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Adam Rosales is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Rosales strikes out. 2 outs. Yonder Alonso is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Alonso takes first base on ball 4. Davis moves to second. Chad Pinder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinder hits a fly ball into center field. Buxton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Eddie Rosario is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Rosario hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Joyce. Rosario reaches second base with a double. Byron Buxton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Buxton strikes out. 1 out. Brian Dozier is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Dozier is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Dozier hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Max Kepler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kepler is 0 for 1 in the game. Kepler hits a fly ball into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Matt Joyce batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Joyce hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kepler. Joyce reaches second base with a double. Rajay Davis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joyce moves to third. Trevor Plouffe batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Plouffe is 0 for 1 in the game. Plouffe hits a ball on the ground towards second. Dozier scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Joyce scores. 2 outs. It's 2-1, Twins. Ryan Healy is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Healy is 0 for 1 in the game. Healy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Athletics 1. The Twins will come to bat. Miguel Sano is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Sano is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Sano hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Joe Mauer is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Mauer is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Mauer takes first base on ball 4. Sano moves to second. Kennys Vargas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vargas is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Vargas hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 5-1, Twins. Jason Castro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castro is 0 for 1 in the game. Castro hits a pop-up towards short. Rosales settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Eduardo Escobar is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Escobar is 0 for 1 in the game. Escobar strikes out. 2 outs. Eddie Rosario is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Rosario is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Rosario hits a line drive into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Chris Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a line drive into center field. Buxton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Josh Fegley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Fegley is 0 for 1 in the game. Fegley hits a fly ball into right field. Kepler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Adam Rosales batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Rosales is 0 for 1 in the game. Rosales takes first base on ball 4. Yonder Alonso is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Alonso is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Alonso hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-3, Twins. Chad Pinder is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Pinder is 0 for 1 in the game. Pinder hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Dozier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Athletics 3. The Twins will come to bat. Byron Buxton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Buxton is 0 for 1 in the game. Buxton hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Davis, who is chasing the ball. Buxton reaches third base with a triple. Brian Dozier is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Dozier is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Dozier hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rosales scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Liam Hendricks now pitching. Max Kepler batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Kepler is 0 for 2 in the game. Kepler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rosales scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Buxton scores. 2 outs. It's 6-3, Twins. Miguel Sano is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Sano is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sano strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Matt Joyce is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Joyce is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Joyce hits a ball on the ground towards first. Maurer scoops it up and throws to first, with Santiago covering, for the out. One out. Rajay Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dozier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Trevor Plouffe is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Plouffe is 0 for 2 in the game. Plouffe takes first base on ball 4. Ryan Healy is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Healy is 0 for 2 in the game. Healy hits a fly ball into right field. Kepler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Athletics 3. The Twins will come to bat. Joe Maurer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Maurer is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks. Maurer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rosales scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Kennys Vargas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Vargas is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 5 RBIs. Vargas hits a line drive into right field. Joyce settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jason Castro is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Castro is 0 for 2 in the game. Castro strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Chris Davis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Davis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a fly ball into center field. Buxton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Josh Fegley is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Fegley is 0 for 2 in the game. Fegley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sano fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Adam Rosales is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Rosales is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Rosales hits a fly ball into right field. Kepler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Athletics 3. The Twins will come to bat. Bobby Wall now pitching. Eduardo Escobar is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Escobar is 0 for 2 in the game. Escobar hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Davis. Escobar reaches second base with a double. Eddie Rosario is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Rosario is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Rosario hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Escobar scores. It's 7-3, Twins. Byron Buxton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buxton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Buxton bunts towards the mound. Wall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brian Dozier is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Dozier is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Dozier is hit by the pitch. Rosario moves to second. Daniel Coulomb now pitching. Max Kepler is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Kepler is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Kepler hits a line drive into right field. Joyce settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Miguel Sano is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Sano is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sano strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Taylor Rogers now pitching. Yonder Alonso is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Alonso is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Alonso strikes out. 1 out. Chad Pinder is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Pinder is 0 for 2 in the game. Pinder hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kepler. Pinder reaches second base with a double. Matt Joyce is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Joyce is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Joyce strikes out. 2 outs. Rajay Davis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Davis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Dozier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Athletics 3. The Twins will come to bat. Stephen Voigt now catching. Joe Mauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Mauer is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Mauer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pinder fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kenny's Vargas is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Vargas is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 5 RBIs. Vargas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Coulomb fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Jason Castro is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Castro is 0 for 3 in the game. Castro hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Eduardo Escobar is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Escobar is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Escobar hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vargas moves to second. Eddie Rosario is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Rosario is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Rosario strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Matt Belisle now pitching. Trevor Plouffe batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Plouffe is 0-2 in the game. With a walk, Plouffe hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Belisle fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ryan Healy batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Healy is 0-3 in the game. Healy takes first base on ball 4. Chris Davis is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Davis is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Davis strikes out. Two outs. Stephen Voigt is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Voigt hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Maurer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Athletics 3. The Twins will come to bat. Ryan Madsen now pitching. Byron Buxton is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Buxton is 1-3 in the game, with a triple. Buxton hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Alonso settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brian Dozier is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Dozier is 0-2 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Dozier takes first base on ball 4. Max Kepler is at the plate with a count of 0-0. There goes Dozier. The throw from Voigt and he is safe. Dozier steals second. Max Kepler is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Kepler is 0-4 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Kepler takes first base on ball 4. Miguel Sano is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Sano is 1-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sano hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Dozier moves to third. Two outs. Joe Maurer is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Maurer is 1-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Maurer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Brandon Kinsler now pitching. Adam Rosales is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Rosales is 0-2 in the game. With a walk. Rosales hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Yonder Alonso is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Alonso is 1-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Alonso hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rosales moves to second. Jed Lowry pinch hits for Chad Pinder. Jed Lowry is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Lowry takes first base on ball 4. Rosales moves to third. Alonso moves to second. Matt Joyce is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Joyce is 1-3 in the game, with a double. Joyce hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Rosales scores. Alonso moves to third. Lowry moves to second. It's 7-4, Twins. Rajay Davis is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Davis is 1-4 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sano fields it and throws to home to get Alonso. Lowry moves to third. Joyce moves to second. One out. Trevor Plouffe is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Plouffe is 0-3 in the game. With a walk. Plouffe hits a ball on the ground towards short. Escobar fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 7, and Oakland Athletics, 4. Goodbye from Target Field in Minneapolis.